For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. The messages kids get from their media consumption need an interpreter. And, no surprise, the translator ought to be a parent who isn't always well-versed in how to navigate the landscape. But research shows that just sitting at kids' sides while they watch media can help youths increase their understanding and heighten their learning readiness.
If we want to create a generation of media literate kids, we have to first create a generation of media literate adults.
Eric Rasmussen wrote Media Maze, Unconventional Wisdom for Guiding Children Through Media, to give parents tools to help their kids become empowered consumers. The assistant professor in the College of Media and Communication brings his perspective as both a parent and a researcher. He wants to help others with media parenting. His book can help fathers and mothers understand the challenges, their guilt, and their hopes for what their children can become. His research deals mostly with entertainment media, not news and information media.
We become what we fill our heads with. And the fact that kids are filling their heads with nearly 11 hours of screen time every day means that a parent needs to be involved in that process of learning, of that process of developing and becoming who our kids are becoming. Some would say that sharing our opinion with our kids about what we see in TV is brainwashing and that we shouldn't do that. I think we call it parenting.
Rasmussen's book lays out four strategies for parents to help guide their children. Parents' media use is the biggest predictor of what children will do, so moms and dads have to change their habits. Secondly, parents need to talk to their children in language they will understand. Thirdly, parents need to establish rules in correct and most effective ways. Lastly, delivering the most effective message to youngsters while they are with their parents.
Our job isn't to protect kids or to shield kids from media. Our job is to create media-savvy kids, kids who can make decisions about content for themselves because they will be exposed to it and we're not going to always be there for them to help guide them in the moment.
Rasmussen says two things surprised him as he was writing his book, which is now available through Amazon. Kids, he says, are exposed to a lot more screen time, phones and televisions at home and at school, than parents think. If there is media multitasking, doing homework on a computer while the TV is on in the background, youngsters average 11 hours a day of screen time. That's more than a night's sleep. The second surprising thing was how little knowledge parents have about the media and the content to which their children are exposed.
Parents are concerned about violence and sex in the media, but parents don't realize the extent to which violence and sex are in the media. And on top of that, they don't know what to do about it.
Research Rasmussen did at Texas Tech showed just how influential parents can be when they sit down and watch with their children. Heart rates dropped and skin conductance rose when kids sat with their parents. A lower heart rate shows a readiness to learn, and the skin data indicates the mental effort kids are putting into understanding what they're watching.
Research shows that those conversations are perhaps the single strongest influence at altering how kids are affected by media. Because when kids are exposed to something, that conversation with their parent can come to their mind and help them reinterpret what they're seeing.
Rasmussen's concerns about his children and others growing up today don't surround falls into potholes or they're becoming victims of some catastrophe played out in the news.
What I am worried about is who my kids become. I'm worried about their character. I'm worried about the values that they adopt for themselves. I'm worried about how they treat other people. I'm worried about helping them develop into productive members of society.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.